All right, on this Monday morning, we continue to get to know the candidates who are running for a lot of different offices at the state, local, and federal level. That congressional seat wide open, three Republicans, two Democrats vying for it, and we've got one of the Democrats on the line with us right now. Kelly Noland, Democrat for U.S. Congress, Michigan's 10th District. Kelly, good morning. Thanks for being with us.
Good morning, Mr. Miller. Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
Well, so tell us a little bit about yourself and what made you decide to get into this race.
Well, I'm a lifelong Michigander, and I am a nurse, and I'm also an Army veteran. I had been a nurse for over 33 years. I went into the Army 2 months after graduating high school. I was 17, and when I ended my term of service, in 1989, I went on to Macomb Community College and got my associate's degree in nursing. And I've been in and around the local area doing my thing ever since with nursing. And I delivered babies while I was in the Army. That was my first nursing experience. I decided to run, Mr. Miller, because I feel that our district has been underrepresented for years. The current incumbent has not held a town hall for 4 years. And I strongly feel, how can you know your district or your constituents unless you are speaking to them in person and get to know what their needs are, what their wants are, what their concerns are, and work for them, not just, you know, ignore and not give us any information, because you're in a leadership role and you need to lead. And we haven't had that for a while, and that needs to change.
So as you've been campaigning for this office, have you been talking to, getting to know the residents of the 10th District, and what are you hearing from them?
Well, I'm hearing many different things, and it's changed, obviously, since I first started running last year. And at first I was hearing a lot of anger and frustration about, like I was saying, our voices not being heard. And, like, our district was being largely ignored, and our rural areas were not being helped, and just many, many things that disturbed me, and that I felt that the leadership was lacking and that interaction with the people was severely lacking, and people are getting frustrated and angry, and basically, they feel like they're banging their head against the wall. And I hope to change that, because that's all I've done all my life is serve the people. I took two oaths, one when I was 17 before I went in the Army, and I honor that oath to this day. And the second one when I graduated nursing school, and I also honor that oath to this day. And as we've gotten into the COVID crisis, the focus is now they're afraid. What's going to happen in school? Teachers are afraid to go back to school because of this disease. And our local businesses, you know, small businesses are 90% of the American economy. And if we lose our small businesses, we're going to lose the bigger national economy. And I'm hearing a lot of concern about that and concern about the COVID crisis and about job losses and also about the eviction stay order is up. It was up July 15th, and then unemployment, the extra benefits ran out on the 25th. So yes, people are going to be seeking work, but some people are going to be too scared to go back to work. That's what I'm hearing. So it's really a fluid situation, and you really need to monitor it every day to understand what's going on, and that's what I have been doing.
Of course, Congress right now is trying to decide how to add more economic relief. They're debating on a second stimulus package. What would you like to see or not see in another round of stimulus spending?
Well, first of all, I would like the PPP loans specifically targeted toward rural area small businesses with a lower employee threshold. Like for the mom and pop businesses that may only have like three or four employees, you know, okay, throwing them $1,000 isn't going to help keep them afloat. The system has been flawed in the way the money has been dispersed so far. We also need greater transparency so we understand where our taxpaying dollars are going, and they should be going into our local economy to keep our local economies afloat. That's what I would want to see is targeted PPP loans, especially for rural areas in distress, which we all are, and with a lower employee threshold. I know that that would help our small businesses out a lot, because I am aware that up in the thumb, some of the businesses applying for loans. I spoke to a constituent in Lapeer, a third-generation family business that was owned, okay? She may lose her business because she was denied a PPP loan three times. This is the third generation in Lapeer. It's just shocking what's going on right now. So that's one thing I would like to see in the stimulus package, specifically for rural funding, not this blanket coverage for, you know, businesses, because a lot of big corporations have taken advantage of the PPP loan system, as we are finding out. So that's one thing I would definitely want to do, is focus on our rural communities. That's imperative, especially in our district.
Certainly, COVID-19 has cast a huge shadow over this election, and rightfully so. It should be the main priority. But what else would you want to bring to the 10th District? What would your priorities be in Congress?
Well, our farmers are hurting terribly bad. Traditionally, farmers are rich in land, but they're cash poor. That's been the tradition. And that's why families have usually been on the farm for generations. But as the digital age has dawned, fewer and fewer family farms are family farms, because the younger generations are wanting to go off and make more money, better paying jobs, go to the city, whatever. And we're losing a lot of generational farms to big corporations. That scares me. That's one thing I would want to help protect in our district, is continue supporting our farmers, subsidize them as needed, encourage them to do regenerative agriculture, to go towards green, agriculture. I would also focus on our wind and our hydroelectric power grid. You know, we only have the one a turbine up in Ludington, which puts out a tremendous amount of power. And I would seek investment in harnessing more hydroelectric power in the thumb to create jobs and also to stabilize our electric grid up there. Because, as you know, sometimes when just the thunder rolls, the power will go out.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
And we need to focus on that infrastructure, too. I would like to see my rural communities flourish again, our mom and pops, our tourism industry. I would love to protect our Great Lakes from being damaged by opportunistic people such as the Nestle Water Company. That's one thing I have an issue about. Line 5 also, I think, should be stopped, because the catastrophic effects from that would be longer lasting than whatever jobs are available to work on it right now. So the benefit does not outweigh the risk, in my opinion. That needs to be ended. I would stop Line 5. Also in my district, we need to have better internet and cellular service, because it is so spotty up there. I know you know what I'm talking about. Port Huron, you can get Canadian service and it's 3G. You have to rely on satellite service, which is not as reliable as in-ground cable, because when the weather changes, your signal changes, and that impacts so many areas of our life now. It's taken for granted down in the city, but once you go above like 32-mile road, you're lucky if you get a good signal on your cell phone, let alone any satellite or broadband service. And I remember in 1986, when I was graduating from high school, we were all excited that Comcast cable was coming up there. Yay!
Yeah.
Well, that was 34 years ago, and there's still no Comcast cable up there. So I would work to get grants and work with the companies to invest in our rural communities to get reliable broadband and cellular service. I would also want to put satellite campuses at St. Clair Community College for U of M or Wayne State or Michigan State University. Four-year university satellite campuses should be available for higher education, and would encourage higher education in our district. Those are some of the things I would like to see, Mr. Miller.
All right. And Kelly, where can people learn more about your campaign?
Well, I have several places you can find me. You can find myself, my platform, and my issues on my website, which is Kelly Noland, KellyNoland, 2020.com. And I'm also on Twitter. My handle's at KellyNoland, 2020. And I'm also on Facebook. This is all one word. I'm sorry it's so long. It's Kelly Noland for MIDIST 10. So Kelly Noland for District 10, but district is shortened. That's my Facebook page.
There you go. Kelly, appreciate your time this morning. Thanks so much. And good luck to you on August 4th.
I appreciate it, Mr. Miller. And you stay safe, my friend, okay? Stay safe, everybody.
You too.
Please wear a mask.